You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
On a cloudy Monday, it is a gym class as we welcome you in to our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Great to have you aboard. Scott Udash with you. Buttons on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes from his home in the southwest side be joining us coming up here in just a mere matter of moments. A lot to get to. Weekend that was in the world of sports. Plenty to discuss. Some controversy in the world of horse racing. Interesting developments as far as football. We'll talk a little baseball as well. A lot to get to on the program here today. Thanks for tuning in. 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids. In Iowa City, it's 106.3 FM. And you can always listen in at KGYM Radio with the stream, smart speaker, or the KGYM mobile app. Any of those methods will get you to this spot. And if you missed anything, we've got our podcasts available. They are at kgymradio.com. You can also go to Apple or Spotify, including listening in, like I did, to the interview on Friday that Mark and Buttons had with Austin Ash from the Iowa men's basketball team. And good to hear, Austin. You guys did a fantastic job. Hope you had a good weekend, Mark. How are you?
I did. I hope you guys did too. Everyone out there, especially the moms.
Yeah. Hope you had a good Mother's Day out there. And it was a good one. Enjoyed it and had a good day. Not too bad weather-wise. A little chilly over the weekend, but and we got some very beneficial rains. So that was very much needed, I think, around eastern Iowa anyway. Hopefully a lot of folks around Iowa and the Midwest partook. As far as those rains are concerned. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well at 319-366-1600. Yeah, Austin, good interview there. A very interesting young man.
Thank you. I thought Austin was really good. He's an interesting young man. Talked about how the scholarship opportunity came along and said he's checking out some other schools and his relationship with Luca Garza, among other things. So, yeah, if you missed it, you want to check it out, check the podcast. It's at the halfway point of the program on Friday.
Yeah, yeah, very, very good interview out there. So we'll get into the program for a Monday here on the gym class. A pretty light day as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. Twins are off. They'll be back in action against the Chicago White Sox, the red-hot Chicago White Sox, Mr. Dukes. That'll be starting up that series coming up tomorrow evening, and we'll have it, I believe, at 6:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, great time to play the White Sox, huh? Twins rained out yesterday in Detroit, so 2 days off for Minnesota. And, you know, I wouldn't say any series in May is a must, but the Twins are falling further and further behind, and the White Sox catching some fire right now. And both teams have had their share of injuries, like most clubs, but should be an interesting one, I think. And we'll have it for you here on KGYM.
Some injuries.
Yeah, I hear you.
Sox have two-thirds of their outfield out for a few months, so yeah. But I tell you what, since Luis Robert went down, the Sox have been the pitching's been outstanding, just outstanding as of late. And Sox going out and investing in some starting pitching, and seemingly it has helped out. Jacob DeGrom left over the weekend, his start, but good news for the New York Mets is it sounds as though he will not miss significant time. They dodged a bullet as far as that is concerned. Certainly the White Sox are hot, but perhaps the hottest team in Major League Baseball resides in St. Louis, about 4 hours to the south. The St. Louis Cardinals are tearing things up right now. As far as the National League, they lead the National League Central by two games over the Milwaukee Brewers. Cubs had a good week. They're 3.5 out right now. The Reds and the Pirates still within shouting distance of things. And is it time to panic? Maybe we'll talk about this a little bit later, Mark. Is it time to panic about the Los Angeles Dodgers, 18 and 17 and in third place right now?
Yeah, I don't pump the brakes on that one, I think. The Dodgers still only 2.5 games out in May. It was a disappointing series against the Chicago Cubs when Kershaw, nor Bauer, nor Buehler could beat the Cubs. Hats off to the Cubs in that regard. But going through a little tough spot here, and I suspect the Dodgers will be fine, although San Francisco and San Diego both pretty formidable.
Very much so. Very much so. 319-366-1600. That is a text line if you would like to weigh in. I know you retweeted this. Some industry news coming down here, Mark. One of the long-time ESPN anchors apparently has been shown the door. This just out from his personal Twitter account. I'm checking this out just to make sure it is the personal account, because sometimes people will pull fast ones here. Kenny Mayne out at ESPN. I always thought he was a little bit underutilized. He was one of the folks that came on, not at the start, but very, very soon after that, as far as ESPN is concerned. Very dry sense of humor, very, very funny individual. And he says he is leaving ESPN, salary cap casualty. So that's too bad for Kenny Mayne.
Yeah, that just out a few minutes ago. And he was one of my favorites. He came along to ESPN in about the mid-90s, maybe a little earlier than that. But as you said, a dry sense of humor, funny guy. Did some other things besides studio work with ESPN. Interesting development there, and this is, what we have to sometimes go through.
Yeah, it is. 319-366-1600. A couple other news and notes from the weekend and today. Congratulations to our friend Nate Sanderson, girls basketball coach, the new girls basketball coach at Mount Vernon. Had so much success at Springville, went to Lindmar. I spent last year as an assistant coach with the North Lynn girls basketball program under Brian Wheatley, and now is going to take over the Mustangs in the WAMAC Conference, succeeding Matt Hattie, who becomes the head football coach at Clear Creek Amana, another WAMAC Conference school. So I know Nate will do a fantastic job, and good to have him back. Good to have him back in the head coaching seat.
Yeah, Mount Vernon getting a good one, obviously. Two state championships at Springville, and lended a lot of help to Lindmar and North Lynn. Mount Vernon went through a little difficult year, only one victory, but I think Nate will find a way. Not that he will win a state championship by any means, but the guy's a very solid coach and a very likable guy.
Yeah, very much so. So congratulations going out to Nate Sanderson on that. 13 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. Some big national headlines today. And I thought this was going to be the biggest one, and that was dealing with the horse racing industry, Mark. And we're going to get to that in a moment. But within the last hour and a half or so, pretty big news as far as the National Football League is concerned, at least as far as personnel is concerned. The Jacksonville Jaguars have signed one Tim Tebow to a contract. I believe it's a one-year deal, and I'm not even sure if it's a guaranteed deal. It's basically inviting him to camp, and before you think, hey, didn't they just take Trevor Lawrence as far as their quarterback of the now and the future? Yes, they did. Tim Tebow was not brought in as a quarterback, according to Coach Urban Meyer. He has been brought in as a tight end. But if he is somebody that can be a mentor to Trevor Lawrence, then even the better. And, of course, Urban Meyer and Tim Tebow had plenty of success in Gainesville in the Swamp with the University of Florida winning national championships. So he has gone from football to baseball and now back to football.
Yeah, an interesting development, and Tim Tebow trending all over Twitter because of his name, not necessarily his talent for being a tight end. We don't know if, you know, Eifert, I think, is the tight end at Jacksonville, and who's behind him, I really don't know. But at age 33, will Tebow stick? You got to wonder if he'd have done this, given up his quarterbacking, and trying his to apply his trade at tight end, whether that would have been more, you know, advantageous for him rather than go through four minor league seasons in the New York Mets organization. He did reach AAA, but perhaps more because of his name than anything else. You know, he hit 220 something in the minor leagues and finally gave up the ghost there. They gave up on him. But at any rate, it's a reunification with Urban Meyer. Those two having been together at Florida. Obviously, Meyer thinks a lot of Tebow, what he may be able to do in the locker room. But he's got to excel on the field. You know, this is not, you know, any small potatoes, the National Football League. But be interesting to see. You know, it's going to be a story that's followed, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is. And Tebow, right now the room for the tight ends looks like this as far as Jacksonville is concerned. The current depth chart, Chris Manhertz is on there, rookie Luke Farrell and Tyler Davis. So it's not the who's who of tight ends in the National Football League as far as Jacksonville is concerned. Can Tebow help? Maybe. I think it's more of a bringing him in. Obviously, there's a great history with Urban Meyer and Tim Tebow from what they did in Gainesville and the University of Florida with the SEC championships and national championships. And I think it's just a thank you to that. But he also knows what Tim Tebow can do as far as motivating a football team is concerned. Now, the pro culture is different than the college culture. There's no doubt about that. But he also knows what he can do with a young quarterback and be that guy to teach Trevor Lawrence about how to be a leader. And I think he's being brought in, at least for now, to do that as much as he is to become a tight end. If he becomes a tight end, that's even the better as far as Jacksonville is concerned. But we'll see. I did see Tim Tebow, by the way, in his 1 year quarterbacking the Denver Broncos, Mark, in Arrowhead Stadium. In Arrowhead
Bronco
Stadium.
Last Bronco to win a playoff game?
It wasn't a playoff game, but it was in Arrowhead Stadium, and Tim Tebow threw four passes, I believe completed one or two, and led the Broncos to a win over the Chiefs. Still sits deep in my craw.
Yep. He won the Heisman Trophy 14 years ago, Scott.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, my goodness.
That's seems like yesterday he was in Florida and beyond that and talking about is he going to be in the NFL, whatnot. 319-366-1600. Tim Tebow talk. Let's go down south to Joel and Muscatine here at 318. Joel, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So the Tebow thing, you just stole my thunder, Mark. 14 years ago is when he won that trophy. So most of these young players on that team were, you know, middle school, you know, elementary school, middle school, early high school football players. So they probably looked up to him quite a bit as a player. So now you're bringing a guy who knows the head coach's culture, which that's been the biggest crisis we've seen from these great college coaches going to the pros, is that culture disconnect. Now you've got a veteran you can pay peanuts, and if you have to cut him off the 53-man roster, that's fine. He's there to get you and your young quarterback through that transition period of the new coach and OTAs and camp. The question is he a professional athlete? I think, yeah, he is. He's probably better suited to play the tight end position than he is the quarterback position. And ultimately, he's just a guy, I think, to help bridge this culture gap and he's a guy that these younger players respected as young athletes. So it's kind of a weird psychology Zen master type thing. It's I think it might work. I don't think he's going to play meaningful snaps, but he might be the culture key for that new setup down there in Jacksonville.
I think it's a shrewd move. I'm with you, Joel. I think it's a shrewd move by Urban Meyer. He knows what he's doing out there, and he knows what Tim Tebow can do and that magic he can kind of bring into the to the team offices, all the rooms, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I think it's a heck of a move right there by Jacksonville.
I mean, Tim Tebow is the guy who reined in Aaron Hernandez for 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is impressive at handling tough personalities. I don't always agree with him, but you can't question his integrity as far as team building teams. So I don't love Tim Tebow, but I think it's a smart move by Meyer to at least have somebody who speaks your language in the locker room.
No.
That's a great take, Joel, but I can't let you go without asking what happened to the Morningside football team.
I don't know. I was coaching a 10U baseball game while it went down. I can't tell you how much it hurts that Northwestern and Orange City was the team that won that game. That is the most underrated rivalry in college football in the Midwest, I'm telling you. Those campuses are only 20 miles apart. Both Christian schools won. The one I attended, Morningside, a little bit not as militant Christian as the Dutch Reform School in Northwestern. And being a Morningside alum, being married to an O'Brien County Catholic from Sheldon, seeing Sioux County, Orange City, and Northwestern win broke my heart more than you could ever imagine. After all, as a Morningsider, you're better off dead than Raider Red.
So. The Coke Cornell of Northwest Iowa.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that rivalry is legit. Students don't like each other because the Northwestern guys would come to Sioux City to party because they can't do it in their community. It's a big rivalry, bigger than I think people realize. It's like Luther Wartburg. It really is.
Yeah, there's some great ones. All right. Hey, Joel, appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. 319-366-1600. I think we have a new – we've done rivalries on our Friday topics before, Mark, so include Northwestern College and Morningside on that rivalry list.
Yeah, I wasn't aware, but I'm not surprised. And I did read about the game that Northwestern beat multi-national championship. Morningside came down to the last play, and the game was in the 40s. And I'm sure Joel's heart was broken, but they've got a few national championship banners there in Morningside.
Hey, speaking of that, by the way, congratulations going out to the Mount Mercy softball team as they're headed off to the national tournament, a win in the Heart of America Conference. So congratulations to the Mustangs as they are headed off to the national softball tournament. So that's very, very good to see right there. Coming up on 3:23 here in the Monday edition of the Gym Class, we've been talking about Tim Tebow coming back to the National Football League. A couple of texts to get to here. 0835. Interesting characters on that Jags team. Probably needed that positive veteran presence down there. I would agree. And I would agree with Joel in there as well. And about Kenny Mayne. Kenny Mayne had a great piece on ESPN in the day on Ben Roethlisberger about Iowa, the Iowa football team, beating them with Matt Roth, Chad Greenway, Sean Considine, and others. Very, very funny guy. And yeah, if you missed that at the beginning of the show, Kenny Mayne announcing on Twitter that he is leaving ESPN, has been basically cut from ESPN as part of a salary cut, and he is now a free agent. We'll see what happens. I hope he can catch on somewhere. I'm not sure. I'm going to look and see how old Kenny Mayne is.
I think he's just short of 60.
Just short of 60. Oh, he's got his prime years ahead of him then.
Of course he does.
And I hope he catches on somewhere. I know it'll be tough, but there's always the podcast world and things like that out there. 3:24 here on the program. Let's do this. Let's take a short break. We'll come back, and then we'll get into what was the we went to bed with and woke up to the biggest story around, and then kind of got, I don't know, overshadowed by Tim Tebow, but at least it pulled up next to it as far as the front row is concerned. We'll take a break, come back with more after this. You're listening to the Gym Class Monday edition here on KGYM. Back after this.
Mondays. Well, look, there's just not much to love about Mondays, but we're doing our part to make them a little better. Mondays are now Krabby Mondays at Fong's Pizza. Hey, it's Tony. Every Monday when you buy one large specialty pizza at Fong's Pizza, get our original Crab Rangoon pizza for free. Two pizzas, one price. Buy one specialty pizza, get a Crab Rangoon for free, only at Fong's Pizza. Mondays just got a little better. Fong's Pizza, Nubo District, downtown Cedar Rapids. Order online at fongspizza.com.
The playoff-powered rivalries in pro basketball and hockey are bringing new levels of excitement to sports betting. Now, here's your chance to raise the stakes. Sign up with BetMGM using bonus code HANSON, H-A-N-S-O-N, and your first wager is totally risk-free up to $600. When you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and daily boosted odds specials. Step into the bettor's box and swing for the fences with a baseball wager, or take some big shots on the hardwood and open ice instead. The King of Sportsbooks has plenty of thrills for every type of fan. Ready to grab your piece of the action? Just download the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code HANSON, HANSON with an O, to get back up to $600 on your very first wager. New customer offer paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older. Iowa only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
In the game of business, it's all about who gets in and who doesn't. Because you have important things to protect, like equipment, your building, and people's information. Level up your security with Network Computer Solutions. They're experts at keeping your data safe, and they can also keep your physical space safe. From camera systems and door access to 24-hour video surveillance, NCS will customize a system for the way you work. Network Computer Solutions, keeping your building, your equipment, and of course, your data secure. Visit ncsei.com.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
327, welcome back to the Gym Class here at KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, buttons on the other side of the glass, and you out there as our local programming block underway as we take you through the 4 o'clock hour with our cast of characters. And then it's a Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. That will be coming your way from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And that includes the 5 o'clock hour, which is Drive Time. It's driven by Linder Tire Service. They have three locations in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. And check out more about them at lindertire.com. And we also have our partner interruption cash contest continuing anytime during the day. If you hear us interrupt any radio show in the gym with the cash keyword, head to kgymradio.com and enter in that hour's keyword for your chance to win. $1,000 can be on any of our frequencies here on KGYM. So please, please check that out. 319-366-1600 as we take you through the Monday edition of the program. And Mark, we talked about Tim Tebow. Let's go to horse racing, and we thought we were going to spend the week getting ready for the second leg of the Triple Crown, and Medina Spirit is going to be getting ready to try to hold off the group at Pimlico in Baltimore, and then all of a sudden, all heck broke loose last night with Bob Baffert, Churchill Downs, and the horse racing world, didn't it?
Well, it did indeed. Bob Baffert has been suspended by Churchill Downs as Medina Spirit tested positive for a banned substance, nearly twice the legal or allowed limit. It's what's called betamethasone. It's often used along with creams to treat skin conditions in horses. But it was found that, and I didn't even know this existed, a picogram, 21 picograms were discovered in Medina Spirit. And a picogram is 1/1,000,000,000 of a gram. That's how big or small it is. Mm. take a grain of salt and slice it up a million or so times, and each one's a picogram. That's how big this substance is. But nevertheless, the regulations prevent it. Twice the amount of what is supposed to be in a horse. It's somewhat laughable, but it's awful serious as well. Bob Baffert has come out and said he's been wronged. It's cancel culture going after him. He even made this statement. He said, Medina Spirit was eating hay after a groom had urinated on said hay, and the groom had been taking medications, and since Medina Spirit ate this hay, probably had picograms in his bloodstream. No, you don't have to be a rocket science or a horse person to know this is absurd. I consulted my horse expert. My wife owns a retired thoroughbred. And she said, not that she's the ultimate expert, but she knows a lot more about it than I do. Horses are very particular about their hay. It's very unlikely that Medina Spirit or any other horse is going to eat hay that's been urinated upon.
True. Well, that and the fact that... you know, you've got a Triple Crown horse out there that you put millions and perhaps billions of dollars into, and you're just going to allow the horse to just kind of wander around and eat whatever it wants to? No.
There's two possibilities here. Number one, Bob Baffert, who has priors, five of his horses have tested positive for banned substances in the last 6 months. Either Bob Baffert is guilty, or this particular steroid was planted by someone out of spite. And I understand Baffert has a pretty good relationship with media, but maybe not so much among his fellow trainers and jockeys, what have you, owners. Those are the only two possibilities I can think of, and I'm leaning towards the former, that Baffert isn't letting on all that he should.
Yeah, and as far as Baffert is concerned and Medina Spirit, Baffert, the horse is either en route or at Pimlico right now, or in Baltimore, where the Preakness will be held. By the way, Barry Abrams will join us on Thursday, who is now... suddenly, one of the most popular... See, ESPN should have never gotten rid of Barry or Kenny Mayne. Because now they need Barry out there. We're going to talk to Barry on Thursday. Looking forward to that. And now we've got all this mess to talk about as well. Baffert is planning on running Medina Spirit at the Preakness. He also, as you mentioned, said the horse is being a victim of, quote, cancel culture, unquote. Well, thank God we have another thing to throw out there, you know, in this world of 2021. Now we have cancel culture that we can just throw a blanket over. Thank you, Bob, for that. Appreciate it. He's not only threatening, he is going to go through with litigation if Medina Spirit is not allowed to run in the Preakness. He has come out and said that. He is fully prepared and lawyered up and ready to go. My thinking is that there's a pretty good chance that we're going to see that horse in a gate on Saturday at Baltimore.
Yeah, that remains to be seen. I don't know. The organizations that regulate such things are just—they've got to make a decision. I mean, the post times were supposed to be the post positions were supposed to be out today. That's been postponed until tomorrow, so maybe some ruling is imminent in regards to Medina Spirit. you know, what happens if I think the second place horse was Mandaloon.
Yes.
What if it is declared the winner? I know you're not going to refund the winnings that Medina Spirit had to all the bettors out there, but then you got to pay off Mandaloon's bets, do you not?
I believe I did. I believe I read where, yes, if you won money with Medina Spirit, then you are fine. You are good to go. I don't know what's going to happen if you had, because that, if you indeed did, that's going to cost some folks a pretty good chunk of change, because Mandaloon was, I cannot remember the exact figure he went off at, but he was one of the longer shots, I know.
The Kentucky Derby was contested 9-10 days ago, and maybe these blood tests take some time to come back. I don't know, but it would seem that there's been a period of time here, and I don't know how many times the horses are tested. Whatnot, I just don't have the specifics on that. But it has been 9 or 10 days since the Derby was run, and now we're just finding out that Medina Spirit had some things in a system that he shouldn't have.
Yeah. 64-29, paraphrasing a classic episode of Sanford and Son where Grady gets engaged. Does Baffert expect us to believe such a story like that? I'm going to use my own judgment about it. Such a story like that. I will substitute a few words for a few different words anyway. So apologies, 64-29. I took poetic license with your text out there. But
a poll question. Poll question. I'm glad you did, Scott.
Thank you.
Poll question today at KGYMradio.com has to do with this subject, and it's brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement, thanks to Steve Anderson and his team doing great work since 2003 in that field. Do you believe Bob Baffert? Yes or no? Go ahead and vote, KGYMradio.com.
Ooh-wee. That's a tough one.
Oh, if a horse could talk.
Oh, man. Yeah, no kidding. I think the two scenarios are, you have to take into consideration. There is a lot of jealousy, I think, out there in the horse racing world as far as Bob Baffert is concerned. Bob Baffert right now is he's the Michael Jordan, whatever, substitute the biggest guy or girl in each sport. He is that person as far as horse racing is concerned.
Well, no, he's the Lance Armstrong and Barry Bonds of his sport.
Well, yeah. However you think of it. 0877 on the text line. That's a hard no. That is a hard no as far as that is concerned.
You know, on the other hand, again, Baffert has priors. 5 other failed tests of horses in the last 6 months. Would he really be that stupid to ingest his horse with a banned substance? Maybe you don't need to answer that. I don't know. But something that just popped into my mind, and you got to believe the scrutiny on Bob Baffert is going to be much higher, given his past, than other trainers.
This is, you know, horse racing, and we'll ask Barry this on Thursday. I mean, yes, you want publicity as far as your sport is concerned. This is probably not the way that Barry or others that are very vested in horse racing, this is not probably what they want to talk about. They want to talk about a horse trying for the Triple Crown and accomplishments on the track, on the turf, whatever the case may be. Not about Bob Baffert and picograms. By the way, you can go to your bartender now and say, I'd like a picogram of this, please. Can we do that?
Buttons? And you won't reach the legal limit, no matter how many picograms you have.
Is that allowed? Picograms? Okay. I didn't even know what a picogram was until this. So that's quite interesting. Quite interesting.
I think horse racing is such a beautiful sport, but it needs help with instances like this. Again, Baffert's past and other trainers. And we've seen what's happened at Santa Anita out in California. In a three-year period, over 50 horses died or were euthanized, a combination thereof. Now, it has had a better year this year, but Santa Anita has been a mess. And, you know, perhaps we'll ask Barry Abrams about that on Thursday, but horse racing needs a bit of help, I think.
They do. They do. And they need something good to happen right now. 4007 on the text line. Now, is the substance found something that is an enhancer that would help the horse win? Seems to me it's just a medication for skin and whatnot. Well, obviously, there's got to be some enhancement if this is something that he is going to be possibly disqualified for. There are, I don't know, I mean, there are certain instances where there are things that can be taken that are not on this list. Obviously, this is one that is on this list. So it obviously can help the horse and its performance in some way. Whether it's just a tiny bit, that's all it takes, right?
Again, it's such a small amount, a picogram being 1/1000th of a gram. And also, as the texter indicated, it's a medication used in combination sometimes with creams to help skin conditions like rashes or eczema that a horse may have. How that enhances the performance of a horse, that's above my pay grade.
We need to get the horse expert here.
She's gone right now.
Ah, jeez. 319-366-1600, but there'll be more on this. You can bet your bottom dollar coming up as far as the world of horse racing is concerned. And how about this now? This, if you're NBC right now, you have the Triple Crown. Baby, this changes everything as far as your preparation. You got about 3 days to get everything turned around, maybe even 2 days to get everything turned around. Change your entire MO as far as your pre-race for the Preakness is concerned, and shift a lot of your focus now to what's going to happen. And you may not know what's going to happen until the day prior to the Preakness. I mean, who knows if this goes to litigation, courts, appeals, etc., judges, lawyers. This thing could be right down to the last hours, really.
Very well could be. And again, I pointed out that the post positions were supposed to be out for this weekend's race today, and that was postponed to tomorrow. Whether that will be postponed again in anticipation of any ruling toward Medina Spirit and or Bob Baffert. I understand he's just been suspended by Churchill Downs. I could be mistaken about that, but certainly more to come in the next few days on this subject.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And more to come as far as that is concerned. And like I said, the legal implications and whatnot, they are out there. Certainly the case. 319-366-1600 as we talk horse racing here. And like we said, Barry Abrams is going to join us coming up on the Thursday edition of the program. And we will talk about that. Tomorrow, Bob Herrig's going to join us. Of course, Bob Herrig does a great job, senior golf writer for ESPN.com, as the PGA Championship next week at the Ocean Course at Kiawah Island in just south of Charleston, South Carolina. Rory McIlroy, the winner by 8 the last time it was held at Kiawah. And, of course, Rory yesterday, Mark. Jumping up and winning the Wells Fargo Invitational, although it got a little hairy on the 72nd hole yesterday, as he had a lead of 2 and a duck hook on 18 almost into water, ended up taking it unplayable and ended up winning. And just one of the many storylines that came out of Charlotte yesterday.
Yeah, it was a very popular win, judging by the crowd, which, by the way, was huge.
Yeah.
you and I were talking earlier today about might have been the biggest crowd to see a sporting event in a while. And since then, Scott, I noticed that a boxing match at AT&T Stadium in Texas over the weekend drew 73,000 people. But nevertheless, the golf tournament had really big crowds, and it was good to see. I know the players appreciate that. Popular victory by Rory McIlroy. And we'll ask Bob Herrig about this. Just out, Dustin Johnson, world number one, has pulled out of the Byron Nelson Classic with some knee problems.
Yeah, and Dustin has not, I mean, he's been okay, but has not had a number one golfer in the world, Dustin Johnson type start to the year. Has not had a good finish in a while, but yeah, that's too bad to see just ahead of a major. And Dustin's had injury problems ahead of majors before. Of course, the most famous or infamous one, falling down the flight of stairs at Augusta a couple years ago, when he was really on a big time roll. But yeah, Rory, it was interesting. And golf folks, if you want to weigh in, 319-366-1600. Rory said, talking with Amanda Baliones after the win on the 18th green, and she asked a very good question about, you know, did the people being back make a difference? And he said, you know, when this whole thing started, he did not think it was going to be a big deal. In fact, he said he was looking forward to a little peace and quiet on the golf course, which was interesting. And then he said it took about one tournament to realize that something was missing, that little jolt to get him going, as far as, I guess, for lack of a better term, the inner golfer, if you will, and to kind of reach for that next gear and reach for a little bit more. Dude hit a 196-yard 8-iron, by the way, out of the rough. Now, it was a flyer and whatnot, but that's a long 8-iron, folks. And he said he missed it. And, yeah, that was, other than the boxing match down in Dallas-Fort Worth, the biggest crowd at a sporting event, I believe, since things got going again. And, you know, whatever your thoughts are, and I don't want to get into a whole thing and a whole political thing, but there were people there, and 99.4 of them were unmasked. And I'm that's not the point. The point is there were people there. Vaccines are working. It's starting to come around again. And I think it's great for sports. It's great for everything. And it's obviously great for Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, and it was great for the fans as well, who have been away from the sport for quite some time. And this event, the Wells Fargo, was contested in North Carolina. You know, every state's protocols are different. But fans stood shoulder to shoulder. And you mentioned the masking. And, you know, I don't want to. No way I'm getting into the masking and vaccine. It's not my place, okay? But the point was that the fans were back, and the players feed off those fans. And as you know, Scott, fans being back, lining fairways, helps these golfers. A wayward shot is either going to bounce off one of those spectators,
yep,
something you and I are not afforded the luxury of, or they're going to be able to track the ball and find the ball when otherwise, you know, they may not have. So it was good to see him back nonetheless.
Yeah, it was.
And it is.
Yeah, the Travelers coming up in a couple of weeks in Connecticut, they announced today they are going to have 10,000 on the grounds at TPC Connecticut in Cromwell. So, and I believe there will be, I'd have to look as far as the PGA and what's happening at Kiowa. There are the tour, and we'll talk with Bob Herrig about this coming up as well. Byron Nelson, AT&T Byron Nelson is this week. New course, one of the new TPC courses, Craig Ranch, which is actually on, you want to talk about weirdness in 2021, Mark? Of course, Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex is the only city that hosts two tournaments on the PGA Tour. You've got, of course, Colonial, and then you've got the AT&T, and it keeps moving farther and farther away from Dallas.
Yeah.
This is the one that belongs to Dallas. Colonial belongs to Fort Worth. They are now in the northeast suburbs now with this particular event. Used to be almost downtown, moved out a little bit. Now it's moved out to the suburbs here. But a good field nonetheless for this week. A better field than usual for a week ahead of a major. Although you mentioned the fact that Dustin Johnson has had to pull out at the last minute, which is too bad.
Yeah, back for a minute to our discussion about horse racing with the Medina Spirits, 7902 weighing in. Hard to believe that with today's security, anyone could get near this horse to taint its food. Many years ago, I witnessed a horse owner / veterinarian inject his horse with adrenaline moments before he headed to the gate. I laugh today because he finished fourth. This was in Chicago. I know things have changed. Still, I do not believe any of this is a cover-up.
True. Very much true.
That would be no on the poll question.
No. So far, it's been a couple of no's as far as that is concerned. And thank you, Wiggy. Yes. In case you missed it, Nate Sanderson, named the coach at Mount Vernon for girls basketball. Says great hire, and we concur as far as that is concerned. 319-366-1600. We'll take a break, come back, and couple things we want to get to before the top of the hour, 4 o'clock, and we'll discuss those with you when we return after this here on KGYM.
You're upgrading your home, planning an incredible master bath and stunning open concept kitchen, but for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Go against the grain for truly inspired outdoor living with TimberTech. Experience design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Make your outdoor living space the place to be with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Refresh your home with a new coat of paint from Menards. Dutch Boy Forever Paint and Primer in 1 offers exceptional hide and fade resistance for a beautiful color that lasts. Its advanced all-weather formula protects the painted surface from the harshest of weather conditions. Save 11% on Dutch Boy Forever exterior paint. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through May 15th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our menu is just as tempting. That's why friends always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. Stop in today with your favorite people. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids. Welcome back home.
Back with you at 3:53 on the Monday edition of the Gym Class. Tomorrow, Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN.com, will join us. We'll talk about Rory winning at Quail Hollow. We'll talk about the PGA Championship at Kiawah, the Ocean Course at Kiawah Island, South Carolina, and should be a very, very good PGA Championship. We'll have it on the radio for you coming up, not this weekend, but the following weekend from Westwood One Sports right here on KGYM. You had you not only talked to Austin Ashe on Friday, Mark, but had a very spirited discussion about nicknames, didn't you?
Yeah, and this is about Marion trying to find a suitable nickname. Voting was finished up yesterday, and the Marion School Board is going to be meeting tonight beginning at 6 o'clock to act on the recommendation of that vote. And as you know, Scott, there's 3 finalists in this second go around of trying to find a nickname for what was the Marion Indians. Will it be the Wolves, the Storm, or no nickname at all? And yes, we had a good discussion. I imparted my opinions there. and got some folks weighing in on the text line. But it's going to be interesting. If I had to guess, I think it's probably going to be Storm. I could be wrong.
Now, is that Red Storm or just Storm?
The Red Wolves and the Red Storm were in the last go-around. The Red has been removed, as I understand it. From it's just going to be Wolves, Storm, without the Red, or no nickname at all. And, again, as you know, Scott, there's no school in the state anymore without a nickname. After Iowa Mennonite became Hillcrest Academy, what are they, the Rebels or something like
Ravens.
That? Ravens. Ravens, okay, yeah.
The Ravens, yes. That and prior to that, it was Western Christian up there in beautiful northwest Iowa that we heard from Joel. A lot of Western Christian folks end up at Northwestern College. Sorry, Joel. They had no nickname for a while, but then they became the Wolf Pack about 10 years ago. So, as you mentioned, there is not a school in the state of Iowa that does not have a nickname. It will be very interesting to see what happens tonight. I'm with you. I think Storm is going to be the winner. And a lot of people have weighed in due to the fact that, not paying homage to the derecho or anything like that, but looking at it as a recovery from the derecho. And I'm with you, though. I think if I had to place my money, it would probably be on the Marion Storm.
Yeah, and I like Mavericks for a nickname, and I actually would have stayed with the Indians, but they didn't ask me. I'm not in the Marion School District. And they'll make a decision tonight. July, the end of July, is when the new nickname or lack thereof will be implemented. And that's when the clock is ticking for you, Scott, in terms of brushing up and calling a Marion game with the proper nickname.
Oh, we're going to have a jar right in front of us. And just every time we screw up, we're just going to be throwing dollars into it. Because I think it's going to be the second week of the year. We'll have I believe it's Marion Wash play in the second game of the year on a Thursday night. So, yeah, we'll get that right away. But John and I will both be very much in tune to try to keep up with the proper nomenclature. How's that?
I hate nicknames like Storm, much like the Utah Jazz. Is it an it or is it a they type thing? I've always struggled with that when I was writing headlines of the Gazette. Is it singular or plural? I'm never sure where to go in that regard.
Yeah. I want to remind you that the Gym has partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. Please submit your information at least 60 days prior to your event, and if selected, it will be featured on the air and online. More information available at kgymradio.com. About a minute remaining here. We've got Bob Herrig coming up tomorrow. Chris Liss of rotowire.com on Wednesday to talk about fantasy baseball and fantasy football now that all these college guys have been drafted. So Chris is in the know now. As far as these folks are concerned, and he can help you out if you're looking at some of these rookies on how much playing time they're going to be getting. So we'll talk with him on Wednesday. And then Barry Abrams, the very popular Barry Abrams now, will join us to talk about the Preakness and Medina Spirit coming up on Thursday. And more about horse racing coming up next with Todd and Alex from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock this evening. Mark, you have a good Monday night, and we will talk tomorrow.
I will, and I'm going to avoid picograms of ghost peppers, okay?
I avoid ghost peppers anyway. You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Do you hear my computer career ads and think, I don't know anything about computers? Well, you don't have to. Before starting, many graduates could turn a computer on and off, and that's it. And now they're IT pros.